In Nashville, if you're recording a song written by Beth Nielsen Chapman, you may very well end up with a hit. Faith Hill took the song This Kiss to the top of the charts. Beth Nielsen Chapman has put out several CDs of her own. Her latest is a departure. It's a collection of Latin hymns.
Jubilate cherubi, exultate seraphi, consonante perpeti, salve, salve, salve Regina.
The CD grew out of a bigger project Chapman is working on, a compilation of world hymns. But these songs take her right back to her early childhood.
I was literally between the kneecaps of my parents, standing up in choir singing. They were always in the choir at church, and I was, you know, raised in a Catholic family. And then when I was a young teenager, just after Vatican II, which is when the Mass got changed into English, many of these beautiful old hymns started to kind of scatter. There was this overwhelming surge of new sort of folky, guitar-based spiritual songs, and I just never thought they even came close to the beauty of these old masterpieces, you know. So I decided for my mom and dad, if nothing else, I would compile them and make a CD just of sort of my roots, the musical spiritual roots songs that I grew up with.
Do you think you approach them in a different way now?
I mean, I've really believed since I was very young that every religion really has a reason for being here, and there are many paths to the same source of which we all come from, you know. And you don't have to be singing in a language where you can actually tell exactly what's being said. I think the communication is much deeper than the lyric. It's the tone of the vowel, you know, and I don't know, I just feel very transported when I perform these songs.
Did you find yourself using a different singing voice in these songs, say, than you would in the songs that you've written, the popular songs and some of the country songs that you've written?
Absolutely. My intention was to get out of the way of my personality as a singer and open my voice up and just let it be very neutral, like something the wind of the song is blowing through instead of being a part of making it blow through. And I actually like that kind of singing most of all in the world when I hear that. When I hear an artist just allow the song to do what the song does all on its own.
Tantum ergo sacramentum veneremur cernui.
It's interesting you used the phrase the wind of the song. I was noticing there's a lot of very present breathing that you hear in these hymns, and you get the sense of the singing being a very corporal act of the physical nature of what you're doing.
It's actually detaching from the moment and not thinking at all. It's like allowing, and that's what happens naturally when I just get out of the way. The note empties out, and then sometimes there's air after it.
Genitori, genito qui, laus et jubilatio.
Does it matter to you where you sing these songs? Do you feel like when you're in the studio, does it feel odd in some way to be in the middle of all these mechanics and trying to get the essence of these sacred hymns?
For the hymns, it was very centering. I mean, I meditated every morning and tried to get very still when I came in. I felt like I just wanted to stay as open to any kind of guidance that I could get. And in the studio, I try to keep as spontaneous as possible, because usually if I don't get it on the first or second take, then I start thinking too much.
You lose the spontaneity.
Yeah, I mean, I'm a real intellectual, you know, my brain starts clicking, and how can I perfect that note and move this over? And as soon as my brain starts coming into it, I go, okay, I'm going to take a break. That has been a great trick for being able to be creative. It's never about thinking.
Comparsit laudatio.
You know, I didn't grow up with these hymns, but there seems to be a real musical logic to them. I mean, I find myself singing along as if I knew them. I mean, you sort of know instinctively, I think, where your voice should be going here.
Yeah, and the thing that I'm excited about in terms of finishing the world hymns is that that element is in all of them. The tone and the vibration of the sound of a human being's voice calling out for some connection from all these different angles and all these different religions is such a powerful common thread.
Sancta Maria.
I mean, I've always felt like God is like light and humanity is like this big diamond. And it's translucent and it's also cut with all these angles that look very sharp, and the light bounces off these angles sharply. To someone on one angle, it looks like, well, this is what I believe, and look how bright this light is shining on me, and it's not as shining as bright on anybody else, and so that means this must be the only path. And, you know, I think you have to step way back from that and see it as a big diamond, and God is this big light that shines through all of those aspects at the same time.
Beth Nielsen Chapman. Her CD is titled Hymns.
Ave Maria.
You're listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.